I have to share this with him. Now that I'm back in the dog business, this popped up ironically at the same time that I've watched something happen. So when I say I'm back in the dog business, yes, you know, we have Ginger the pug puppy, all of 8 months and full of fury still.
It's funny because you don't talk about her a ton.
Well, she's become mom's dog. There's no getting mom and Gavin. Although this is so... When I tell you this, you're going to go, aww.
What?
Yesterday, I got a report that, okay, so we have the kids' doors closed while they're gone because Ginger, you know, we don't want her going in leaving surprises, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you just never know. So she sat in front of Gavin's door yesterday and cried.
Oh, my God. That is so cute and sad at the same time.
Nobody opened Gavin's door. She went down to Lydia's door and cried there. All this while mom was going out to work.
Did you tell Gavin?
Oh, I totally did last night.
Oh, my gosh. I bet you he misses his puppy so much.
Oh, he did. I had to show her off on the iPad something fierce last night.
Oh,
and she was barking in my ear, deafening me. I'm like, God, stop.
Okay, so you're in the dog business.
So I've noticed something. So Gavin, he'll get into this mode, and the kid's got a lot of energy. There's no getting around it. But then again, I was almost 10 once, too. So I remember that.
Well, almost
no,
10.
I really don't remember that. But at any rate, he will just go. Like, he'll put on music in the living room, sometimes on his iPad, sometimes on YouTube, on the TV. He has a very specific style of music that he's into, and he will kind of dance and fly around the living room and do flips, like, because he can do gymnastic stuff really well.
Yep.
And literally, sometimes I'll just come around the corner of the kitchen, and there is my son doing a flip from one end of the couch to the other. If I did this, you'd have to drive me to Arnett in like 5 seconds, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. No, he's doing it, and Ginger chases
Scott
him around.
Scott sleeps wrong and has to go to the hospital.
Oh my God, and then Ginger chases him around, and she gets a ton of energy out.
Yeah.
And I realized something. Ginger likes EDM.
Ginger's like a Peloton instructor.
She literally...
One of my favorite Peloton instructors loves EDM.
She literally gets into the stuff that Gavin listens to now. It's kind of perfect because I can listen to Gavin's music and not have a problem with it. Thank God it doesn't have that folksy, you know, crap with a tambourine in it or anything like that.
I can't stand EDM.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I'm like, settle down.
And then here's the funny part about this. In one of his games... It's okay. So he's big into Roblox, like every kid, and
yes,
then he's big into this series, the Skibidi Toilet,
Oh
my God! And this thing
we played it on the air one day,
but it's unbelievable because do you know there's over 4 million people that have watched these different episodes?
No doubt,
it's unreal. So he's into it, and they use some interesting music. And I'm gonna try.
It was like a mix of Rihanna Panda Replay and something else when we played it last time. So this is what Ginger likes.
This, and Ginger gets into it with it.
See, if Junior was to have a playlist, his would be classic rock, because every guy that listens to classic rock is grumpy like Junior.
Oh, that's perfect. So Gavin will be dancing to this, and you'll hear literally, listen to the song. It's Everyone Wants to Rule the World. Oh, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. This song is from the 80s.
But it's got the EDM like,
He's flipping around the couch. Ginger's chasing him left and right. Sometimes she'll stop and just twit, like the pug way of twisting their head, like, I like EDM, Dad.
Get your knees to your nipples. Come on, guys.
Yeah, that's it. So Junior's a classic rock dog.
Oh, yeah.
Does he have a preference?
You mean like,
Is he a Thorogood, a Rolling Stones?
Absolutely. But
Led Zeppelin.
Who's the one that sings Bad to the Bone?
Thorogood.
He's a Thorogood kind of dog.
He's a Thorogood kind of dog. Oh my God.
He doesn't listen to Robert Plant, anything like that.
Now,
no way.
They did go on to say in a study that I read about this that they say dogs likely do like... music, and but they do say something very similar to a lot of humans, that heavy metal in that can get them a little anxious.
You know, okay, one time.
You would think this would do it.
This is when I first got Junior, like 9 years ago.
Yeah.
The person that was grooming him, not my groomer now, but they said they couldn't get him to calm down until they were like blasting really heavy rap, like dun, 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 dun. Yeah,
aggressive
and
rap.
Then, yes, and they said, we think your dog came from the ghetto. Why? Because we couldn't get him to calm down. But they said once we start blasting it, then he was like, I'm chill.
Line in the morning, your dog came from the ghetto.
Yeah.
If you had to guess, this gets better.
Gangster dog.
If you had to guess what kind of music you think your dog likes, I mean, is your dog a Swiftie?
Oh, I could see Fritz being a Swiftie. Fritz is a schnauzer. So, and Fritz is very...
No, the Germans, they all like this. Fritz would probably... You should put some of this on for him, see what he does.
He dances with me sometimes. I'll pick up his little paws and move him around.
Gavin does it to Ginger, too.
Yes, I love it.
She hates it. All right, 71231, keyword Seth. They say heavy metal, your dog reacts a lot like a lot of people do, where it gives them a little anxiety.
Do you turn the lights out and then throw on some glow sticks in the living room on the floor just so Ginger can have a rave?
We do have some lightsabers in there. And yeah, when the lights go out, the sabers come out.
Ginger loves it.